Nearly 16,000 people are on the kidney transplant waiting list in California alone. Kazuyuki Furuya and Stella Williams were two of those people. Kazuyuki's daughter Tiffany wanted to donate one of her kidneys to her father. Stella's son Jason wanted to do the same for his mother. Both children wanted nothing more than to help out their own parents. But there was one problem. They were not a match. The children may not have matched their own parents, but they did match each other's. Dr. Gabriel Donovich is the medical director of the UCLA Kidney and Pancreas Transplantation Program.
What I think we're seeing is people spreading the love. And organ donation, living organ donation, is a magnificent way that people can express their love for their loved ones when they're sick.
Before this program started, both Stella and Kazuyuki were on dialysis, a process that filters out the toxins in the blood. For Stella, this was a depressing process.
I felt like a prisoner. I felt like my husband was a prisoner with me, so it wasn't fun. Now it's just a matter of taking my medicine, and I can, be free of the machine.
Stella isn't the only one free of the machine. Kazuyuki had been on dialysis for 6 years and is thankful to Stella's son, Jason.
He's my son. A son that I never had.
Kazuyuki's daughter, Tiffany, donated her kidney to Stella and says she was up and walking the very next day.
I'm a little sore, but other than that, I feel pretty good. It's pretty crazy that they took an organ from me last week, 5 days ago.
Doctors hope to see the live organ donation program spread both nationally and internationally. Sandra Altamirano, Annenberg Radio News.